Now that I can talk a little bit better, I'm beyond grateful. I'm excited and completely surprised. But words cannot describe how happy I'm feeling right now. The piece took about a year and a half, and I've been working on the walls of the museum. It will be a month on Sunday. No, this is my first time at Art Prize. A friend of mine came with me, and we made a decision 2 years ago that we were going to do Art Prize this year, and she gave me the encouragement, and it was that time in my life where I needed to take some kind of risk and do something different. Yeah, absolutely. I'd known about Art Prize even before that, but I had my daughter and things slowed down a little bit, and it took a while for me to kind of get my art back together. She's 3 now. Kinsey. Kinsey. K-I-N-S-E-Y. I'm sorry? Leaving work. Just after being a teacher, I teach kindergarten through sixth grade, got to the point in my life where I thought maybe education was going to be my route and my art would kind of take the back seat and I would really do that and raise my family. But about 2 years ago, I started to realize that I wasn't feeling like I did all I needed to do with my art, and I started to change priorities around in my life to make the time to be able to do this drawing and to be an artist again and raise a family and teach at the same time. So I left home for a month and left everything behind, and with the help of family and friends, I got here and just kind of went for it. She's all over there, but a very specific depiction of her is right in the center with the chimp holding the baby gorilla with the bunny ears. That's an actual pose that she did for me. And there's little symbols of her in there, the tiara on one of the chimpanzees. The rubber duckies, the balloon animals are all references to jokes or stories about her. She said she knew I would win the gold medal. I'm sorry? I sent some emails out, I think November, December, and showed them some work that I've done previously, and because the work was still in progress, and then I connected officially with them in June. Super nervous because there's not a lot of places that can hang a large paper drawing. Not yet, but they did ask me if it was one impulse buy, and I'm going to buy a new mattress because ours is terrible, and when you lay on the sides, you roll into the center, and it's terrible. So I'm going to do that as soon as I get home. I basically moved into the Graham a month ago. I got to spend a lot of time with the piece. I've never done anything like this before. I would never really consider myself an artist that liked to work in front of people. But I think kind of a hidden benefit of being a teacher is that I'm so much more comfortable working with people behind me, and unless there's a fight or something crazy, I won't turn around sometimes. So I was there to experience people seeing it, and it was just kind of this amazing reassurance that I can do this and that people were connected to it. I was sitting on the floor a lot and drawing, and people would come and sit with me, and kids would sit with me, and I could do a little lesson about art and why you know, it's important to draw, and I also was able to share stories about my life and what's represented in my drawing, and people could share with me, and I got to laugh and, you know, I didn't realize it, but cry with people at the same time. It was a pretty amazing experience.
Why do you feel that, when you tell children, why is it important to draw?
It's important to draw because sometimes that's the only way you can express yourself. Not everybody, you know, is a musician or an actor or great at math or, you know, it's important to draw if that's what it takes to keep you going. It's hard. I guess there was a 1 in 10 chance, so the odds got better from the beginning. But it was definitely not something I had expected.
Yeah. Are you going to continue to teach, or are you going to focus exclusively on art?
I don't even know. I haven't thought that far ahead, but I'm definitely teaching this year. I'm dedicated to my program and my students. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know. Everything's just kind of changed.